All right, Mike Ducey is sitting in for Junior this morning. He's out in a bike race out on the West Coast. And I know you enjoy our characters who jump in here from 8:40. Why are you such a big fan of Marge? Do y'all have a past at all?
Well, no, not that I really want to talk about right now, but
she from Iowa?
Like so many P1s. She doesn't sound like she's from Iowa. I'm not sure.
No,
I'm not
sure where she's from. That more northeast.
Hard to pick up. But I love the story of a survivor, of someone who's able to beat the odds and still live life on her terms. And that seems to be Marge's story.
The weird thing about it, though, I have to tell you this before she gets in here. She was never my coach. She really wasn't.
I
did swim as a kid, and I had several coaches. I never had Marge Shimdidler as my swim coach.
Well, I'm glad she wasn't your coach because she seems to have some sort of borderline seedy
she's
attraction
delusional.
To you.
Yes, she's really delusional when it comes to coaching me. And I sure as heck, I didn't swim in high school. And that tells you right there it's inaccurate because she always claims that I was in high school and... She comes up with a lot of made-up, uncomfortable stories.
Every one of her visits ends up with her describing your physicality in very specific ways from your high school days. So
let's hope that doesn't happen today.
There.
All right, is she up here? All right,
go
ahead and let her in there, Jer. Okay. Open up the door and let Marge in.
Hi, George! Hi, George!
Here she comes in the electric chair.
Oh, it's so good to see you. Are you a sight for sore eyes?
Well, that's nice of you, Marge. How are you?
You still kept your physique after all these years.
Well, I don't know. I've let some things go. Say hi to Mike over here.
Oh, it's television's Mike Ducey.
Hello, Marge.
I watch you all the time. When I have access to a television.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're able to watch from
Mike,
time to time.
I don't know if you know very much about your co-host today, George Dunham.
He knows a little bit.
But he was the best swimmer I've ever seen.
So here we go with the fake stories.
He was so magnificent, and I was a swim coach in high school when he used to stuff those Speedos like he had an eggplant farm in his shorts.
Jeez. Don't laugh at that.
I mean,
it's a
made-up
story, and it's weird.
George, don't deny it.
Well, even if it was true, that's really uncomfortable.
I may be a coach, but I'm still a woman.
Oh, gosh.
You caused changes in me physiologically.
I really don't want to hear about that.
Went here really fast, didn't we?
But it is. Yeah. What a surprise.
I actually haven't been doing as well as some of the other people on Earth lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you guys know I've not been the most successful financially.
Well, I didn't know that. I just figured you'd saved
all
these years and
I haven't
fine.
Been able to afford necessary medicines and toilet paper for quite some time.
Toilet. Well, that's terrible, Mark.
Which leads me to present a competing cacophony of smells.
Oh, gosh. Well,
but
I can't tell.
But lately my health did something I didn't think was possible.
What's that?
Took an even greater downturn.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it really took a downturn when I was recently trying to crawl across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Oh, that bridge always
Dang
comes
bridge.
Into play,
Stop
isn't it?
Trying to cross
well,
there.
Well, it's partially my fault in that I thought that crawlers had the right of way.
Oh, crawlers.
Well, a Big Mac truck didn't quite agree with that.
Oh, Marge.
And he ran over my atrophied legs that hang below me like a Portuguese man of war.
Oh,
going 85 miles per hour, George.
Well, that's way
and
too fast
for that
bridge.
And you weren't there to stop him.
Well, I'm sorry that
you
I wasn't.
You didn't protect me. You've made this an unsafe space for me, George.
Yeah, George.
But the only thing that would make me feel better and boost my morale...
Yes, morale.
As if you let me perform at Job Jam.
Well, you know, we got a lot
Please.
Of performers.
And it's so talented.
The schedule's kind of tight, and, you know, I don't know.
As am I.
Oh, gosh.
Musically.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You gotta,
so you ought
you
to give me
in.
A chance, George.
What, do you want to, like, audition?
Well, I would really like to perform with television's Mike Ducey. Oh, I don't know if you know him.
That would be
we've already talked about him.
That
He's
would
right
be an
here.
Honor. I'd love
it
that.
It would be great to do a duet with Mike Ducey.
Do it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Mike and I used to perform in the old days. Remember that, Mike?
Oh, I don't,
see what
actually.
I mean about her making up stories
before
about the
you
past?
Abandoned
refresh,
me.
Refresh my memory.
For are that you Clarice Tinsley.
Are you from Iowa, Marge?
Of course.
You are?
Yes.
What part?
Wheaton, Illinois, Iowa.
Oh, right. Yeah, Wheaton, I know that
Illinois,
area
Iowa.
Very well.
Yeah, Mike and I used to perform all the time up at Arthur's in Addison. Matter of fact, this is the song we used to perform. You can hear it now if you...
Let me just close my eyes and see.
Really concentrate. You remember, Mike?
Oh,
is it all flooding back to you now?
Could be really emotional.
Flooding is one way to put it, yes.
Who knows what tomorrow brings in a world few hearts survive. All I know is the way I feel.
Oh, so beautiful.
When it's real, I keep it alive. The road is long.
Hang in there, Marge.
There are mountains.
That's so true.
In our way.
That's it, Mike.
But we climb a step every day.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go.
Love lift us up where we belong. Where the eagles cry. On a mountain high, love lift us up where we belong.
Real close to a harmony there. Almost got
far from the world below, up where the cold winds
blow.
No.
Oh, gosh. She bottomed out. You all right, Marsh?
Some hang on, as you know, Marge. Two used to be.
I do sometimes.
Live their lives looking behind. All we have is here and now. All our lives are out there to find.
That's pretty, just as I remember it.
Road is long.
Oh,
is
God.
Long.
You gotta jump the lyric.
Sorry.
There.
There are mountains.
So true.
So many mountains in our way.
So true. And so many hot dogs I want to eat.
But we climb a step each and every day.
Here we go, everybody. Everybody sing along.
Love lift us up where we belong.
Come on, Michael.
Oh. Where the eagles cry.
Not to feel a dope.
On a mountain. Love lifts us up where we belong. Far from the world we know. Up where the cold winds blow. Time goes by.
Who is that?
No time to cry.
That's Sean Rabb.
You and I.
Sean Rabb.
Alive. Today. Lift us up where we belong. No. With the eagles try. On a mountain high. Love lift us up.
Back in the days of the White House.
That's
it, Mike. It's so beautiful.
From the world we know.
Thank God I'm crying.
With the clear winds blow. Love lift us up where we belong.
It's the longest song.
Lord, where the eagles cry.
Don't you guys know any Rick James?
On the mountain high.
Listen to Marge, hit those high notes.
Sorry, that was my upper register.
That was
it used
moving.
To go something like that.
That was really moving. So
just
that
I
was
remember
your
it.
That was your big go-to song at the end of the
night.
That
was the one. That one and Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
The what? That's not a two-syllable word. All right, Marge. Well, we'll get back to you on Jub Jam, but thanks for coming up here to the studio, and it's good to reunite you
with
Mike.
See you later, George. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do the bathrooms here have those extra toilet paper rolls kind of tucked up in the container?
I think so. We'll get you set up there.
Thanks for the information.
Okay.
Bye,
all right. Bye, Marge.
Bye, Marge. Bye, Marge.
There she goes. There goes Marge.
Back some great memories.
All right, there you go. There's Marge Shimdidler.
Are you feeling any better now, George? I know you're a little under the weather.
Wait, now, who is that? Bernie Sanders.
Earlier today.
It's Bernie Sanders joined us.
Yeah.
I'm Marge's sister, Madge.
Oh, Madge.
I travel along with her sometimes. Are you feeling better?
Yes,
hi,
I'm
George. Have you seen my sister, Madge? I seem to have lost her.
Oh,
funny
gosh.
Story.
Now, there's a right way to do this kind of thing, and
this is not it.
Funny story. The addendum to this bit sucks, so back to you.
All right, it's 8:48 on the ticket. The Mavericks are in a bad, bad way.